So there was a request for a blank slate, but no specification as to what sort of a blank slate is required. So I bring you the dreadful backlit video. The clouds here are your blank slate. Beyond that, there's a bunch of options. What sort of a blank slate do you want? Do you want to let go of your past burdens, confess to your sins? In which case, Ave Maria, gratia plena, may you be absolved. All of your sins are gone away, maybe, right? Really though, you can just recognize that the past is in the past, where there are haunting echoes, perhaps there are actual remediations you need to do to those you infringed upon, and through that, clarify and purify yourself. Clarity and purity facilitate a blank canvas of consciousness free of ripples and disruptions. Then again, maybe you've been doing all sorts of stuff ambitiously, determination, high motivation, and you're questioning, did any of this amount to anything at all? I'd like to have a clean start, a blank slate. Well, sure, anytime you want to do that, do it all the time. None of that matters, whatever that it was. That's what it was. What I have here now is my present. My present is not. It is a product of the past, but it is not in the past. The present is here, and your choices are what it turns into. So that is a kind of blank slate. Or do you want to have a zonk sort of blank canvas on your mind, right? Some sort of a Zen lobotomy operation, blank space, emptiness, nothingness. Now, yeah, okay. Establishing that as a lasting reality is neither easy nor desirable. However, there are times where we require a momentary blank slate, a clean canvas free of disruptions. So, we can use mechanical means. Breath. Inhale. Pause your breath. There is a clean presence, stillness, a kind of energetic blank slate. Then you exhale. Clear out all the air in your lungs and you hold it there. There is a certain void that asserts itself in your mind and in your body. Right? These are the pause of life and the pause of death. The pause of life you take for a blank slate that vitalizes you. The pause of death you take for a blank slate that obliterates your ripples. Alright? Those are the kinds of blank slates you can establish as necessary. But beyond that, if you're looking for a more existential, lasting blank slate, yes, it does exist, right? Pure, undifferentiated consciousness, the white light in the background. Yeah, that is a fantastic, blank, clean slate. If only you can actually establish awareness on a plane where ripples are yet to form. So that's a tall order, right? And now here's a process. You have to establish reconciliations on multiple levels of your being. In your thoughts, in your emotions, in your instincts. All that you are made of is in a state of flux, and most of it is in a state of conflict, right? And these are the factors that keep on dragging you off the blank slate. What benefit would you gain from having about 3 seconds of blankness only to have all of that emerge again, right? So there's the homework. You return to your different bases, the fields of your awareness, the situations of your life. You look at them. You reflect on their conflicts, their tensions. You seek to reconcile, if not externally, then at least internally. You come to terms with all that is. And with that, there is a certain peace and a certain silence that comes to be. That is a kind of blank slate, right? Then you establish many of these blank slates, reconciled spheres of your existence. And beyond that, you establish blank slates, ever-present awareness in the subtler spheres of your consciousness, the deeper movers and influences. And you are building a clean, white, inner palace for your prime awareness. It's not exactly a blank slate. There's a bit more structure and shape to it, but it's certainly preferable to abide in a pure white palace of consciousness than it is to be bounced around in a mad hall of mirrors. So that's the long game, the longer process, and step by step we are coming closer and closer to the clean slate, the ripple-free state of consciousness, unfazed, undisturbed by any inflows from the environment, and also internally cohesive, not edgy on the inside, in between them. Peace and balance exist. That is a blank sphere, really. More of a slate. Slate is more of a plane. You establish the planes of clarity and peace. You establish the spheres of clarity and peace. And through that, in time, you will have more and more of the blankness of your state. A good blankness, a canvas on which the essence of your life can be painted into harmonic forms. Seek that blank slate. Use the breath. Use the breath to remediate the disruptions in the moment, to awaken awareness, and then direct it to where disruptions appear. Let them be suffused by consciousness. Or, blowing it all out, and letting all the waves die down into a plane of stillness. And you hear their echoes. You realize they're coming and going. With the pause of death, with the pause of life, you realize their essential dynamic. Cleanse them, scrub them clean, right? And you have your blank slate, as many as you want, wherever you look. You handle it, and it's clean. Alright? So, There you go.